I'm sorry.
And this is Broken, Beaten, Scarred, Metallica!
It's too bad my phone died because I had a funny little clip in there that I was going to put in the next Metallica review. I wonder if it's in...
That's what you get for procrastinating.
No, I didn't procrastinate. Oh, you can't say, show me videos?
You can, but let's do that later. This is for the big homie Code Slammer. Is he at 125 or 75? Which one is he?
I'm sure he's at 75 by now.
There are multiple ways to get your song reviewed, dear listener. My favorite one is the community option. $1 to get a Patreon gets you into an alliance where you will get recruited by an alliance leader. They bring you into their Borg or the rabbit hole, whatever you'd like to call it. And then you get to influence what songs that we review. So that's when you hear us say Patreon pick or alliance pick, that's that.
Right.
Sori's favorite option, which is the selfish, filthy capitalist option, is to jump ahead of everybody in the line, like they do at Disney World.
It's just if you don't want to wait and you know what you want.
And it's $125. If you've done it three times, then you get pushed down to the $75 level. If you were at the $75 level before and you did three songs, then you get grandfathered into the $75 tier. So, lots of ways for you beautiful people to get your song reviewed. Code Slammer chose that route. This is Metallica off the Death Magnetic record, I believe.
I'm just gonna play this out loud. Just if I can get it, then you guys will get to hear it. But if not, like, you'll hear it like this way. But if I can put it in, I will. Okay. I just wanted to show. So I was watching the show with Zoe, and this is what happened in the show.
Family car.
It's also excellent for cranking Metallica.
Cranking Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some sort of drug reference that isn't funny?
So you're planning on having a family?
Is it cranking? She was saying that it was perfect. The car was perfect for cranking Metallica.
You should put that at the beginning of the video.
Well, I'm going to try if I can get it out of my photos and into there. But I just thought it was funny. When I saw that in the show, I was like, ah! All right, go ahead. Ready?
Okay. Beaten!
That's probably something I would have said before doing the channel. If that's cranking Metallica, that's some kind of drug reference.
Some drug reference. And you want a family?
So you want a family. They're just trying to find out all about this guy.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Go. Okay. Woo! I really like that song. I really, really like that song. It's very, very inspiring. Very inspiring, sir! This came out in 2008. Good lord. It was a while ago. What did you think of the song?
I liked it, and I liked the idea that, you know, it seems like it's about life being hard and things are gonna come your way and stuff, but show your scars. Like, don't, you know, you're gonna get bumps and bruises and scars from life, but you don't have to be ashamed of those things. Like, they make up part of who you are, so show your scars.
Yeah, I've never really liked the phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm not really a fan of cliche phrases because that is not necessarily true. I've seen a lot of people become weakened by the hardship that they've faced. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a universal principle that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. However, in this song, I think it's there's got to be something underneath
something that.
That
breaks the person if it doesn't kill you, not necessarily like to death, but as in it breaks you. You know what I mean? If it's one or the other, it's either gonna like kill you in the sense of like completely killing you, or killing you as in you're not who you were and you're a weakened form of yourself, or it's gonna make you stronger. Like, it's going one way or the other.
Well, the phrase is usually stated as what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So there's sort of an arithmetic that says if you go through a hardship and you survive it, mm-hmm. then you've now come out stronger on the other end. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is that's not always true.
It's true.
A matter of fact, many times it's not true, and there's a lot of work that has to be done to gain strength from the adversity. Mm-hmm. So I generally don't like that phrase because it's got to be underpinned with certain types of mentalities instead of just using it as a throwaway phrase. But here, it is contextualized. They show you how to become stronger after you've gone through the trial. And
what's that, by showing your scars?
Showing your scars is one, right? Mm-hmm. And it also encourages you to keep going, cutting your feet on the hard earth running.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it encourages you.
It says,
look, you know, the earth is going to be hard, but you're going to have to traverse it. And,
yep.
And so if that phrase is coupled with those principles, then the phrase is valid. But just throwing that phrase out there, I've just seen too many times when, you know, that isn't the case.
It's been the case.
Especially growing up in the, you know, coming up in the ghetto, because, you know, dudes are always use their bad past as an excuse for being a drug dealer or a gangbanger, mm-hmm. or whatever. And they become much weaker in that. And so, you know, I don't like phrases like that. God, you know, God gives you more than God will never give you more than you can handle. Like, that's not in the Bible. As a matter of fact, if you read 2 Corinthians 1, the opposite is true. Paul said we were burdened beyond our strength, mm-hmm. more than we could bear, and we despaired even of life.
Mm-hmm. People quote that all the time, saying, thinking that's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's not in the Bible at all. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the opposite, that God will give you more than you can handle. It's what happened to Paul. It's what happened to pretty much every Bible hero on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm generally not a fan of self-help phrases like that. I am a fan, though, of finding ways in the real world to actualize that principle. Because I've seen it go both ways. I've seen people become weakened by their adversity, but I've also seen people come out of the adversity and thrive and do big things because of it. And, you know, by God's grace, you know, I've been able to... I've been able to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, by God's grace. You know, I didn't have the worst childhood in the world, but I didn't have the best one either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been able to, you know, turn those things into strengths. But I do still think, even in spite of that, though, like for example, like human relationships, for example, because we moved around so much, you know, I didn't really build a lot of significant, like, long-lasting human relationships. So on the one hand, it's very easy for me to go, okay, I'll never talk to you. Mm-hmm. It's just like a move, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the jury's still out, you know, internally on whether or not that's positive or negative, because there's 8 billion people on the planet, and I think it's just cartoonish to believe that you're gonna have this deep abiding relationship with everybody in your circumference. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, I'm like, yeah, but on the other hand, I'm like, I don't, you know, based on how people react, it makes me go, well, I mean, maybe there's something wrong with it, whatever. Because it's always the same thing. How could you do that? You never really loved me, blah, 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 blah. And so, but where I got strength from that was, I've been in so many different environments that I can acclimate to any environment.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Whether it's a, you know, straight gutter ghetto environment, I can deal with that. If it's corporate America with a bunch of, you know, millionaires on the table, I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. If it's metalheads, I can deal with that. Hip hop, you know, that being able to go all over the place, moving up and down all the time, gave me that type of strength. And mm-hmm. I've been able to leverage that in the a bunch of different situations and kept me alive at some point. So I think that right there is a good principle to think through. You know, like, how do you convert the most painful aspects of your life into mm-hmm. power that mm-hmm. you can then leverage to get ahead in whatever you want, your career, your relationships, God, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think too, the show your scars element is, like, instead of hiding the things that have broken you down that you survived, like, instead of hiding that aspect of yourself and only putting your best foot forward, like, showing who you actually are, showing your scars, being proud of your scars and saying, this is where I came from. This is, and it's kind of like that other song that we were talking about, the victory song from, what was it, Metallica?
Megadeth?
Yeah. No, we just didn't talk about where, you know, but I like that idea, and I think it's important. I think it's important for people not to be ashamed of the things that they went through, but instead, like, you know.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I had that stint in the mental hospital, and I found a way to get something sharp in the hospital, and I went to town on my arm. It was pretty brutal. And, you know, I remember the next day, you know, I was all wrapped up and such. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror, and I remember God saying, like, I'm going to use those. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, man, because, like, this is, you know, I mean, it's
you felt ashamed at first, right?
Yeah. And I usually don't feel ashamed of anything. You know, I don't really, you know. But I felt bad because the staff trusted me with this particular thing, which I then used to do it. It created a, you know, big tension with my mom. My mom was talking about suing the hospital and this and that. How could you let him do that? Yada, yada, yada. There's a lot of things going on. Mm. But I just remember God saying, like, I'm gonna use those.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously at the time, you know, I couldn't really, I mean, my mind was all cloudy as all these prescription meds anyway, but at the time I really couldn't see it. But, you know, throughout my life, you know, I've been able to relate to people on a real deep and visceral level.
Mm-hmm. Even that girl came up to you because she saw your scars, and then she was able to ask you for help.
Yeah, the girl in the park, it was this little church group, and they were going around, you know, sharing with people and all that. I could tell they were very nervous, but there was this one girl that was just like a superstar. She was mm-hmm. going all over the place. She was killing it. Mm-hmm. She was so good. And the dudes were all scared. They were kind of like, you know, but this girl's going all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so we went out to them because we were, like, older than them, like 10 years. We had about 10 years on these guys. And we were like, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, you know, whatever. And we try to encourage them and pray for them and all that. I'm walking away and the superstar girl comes up to me and she says, can I talk to you about something? And then she pulls up her arm and you know, she's cutting herself and all this. And she said, I saw your arm, so I figured you'd understand.
Yeah.
And that was a really, 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 really big moment for me because I was like, wow. Like, because I remember that conversation with God, like, years prior, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And so that was a pretty cool moment, you know, and I was able to encourage her. And She's doing good. She friended me on Facebook and you know, I'm tracking her and stuff.
Oh,
she's
really? Doing, oh, I didn't know that. Really, that's
really
good.
She's into the acting stuff and all that.
Oh,
she's doing really, really good.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade a single one of my scars for anything, you know? I
mean, yeah.
They're kind of faded now, which is kind of disappointing. but they're still, some of them are silver. And, you know, they're not all the same. There are different mm-hmm. stories for each of them.
There are.
The biggest the biggest one is, yeah. So, you know, I just think that I find the Show Your Scars line so powerful because, you know, being a Christian, I was just reading this yesterday. Somebody, I forgot who it was, but the guy was saying that Jesus kept the scars in his resurrection body.
Yeah.
And basically the idea is we're not resurrected yet. So our bodies still are susceptible to scarring and injury. And so even in his glorified form, Jesus can't leave that behind. And he still keeps that connection there's just a lot of real depth to the story, mm-hmm. whether you believe it or not, whether mm-hmm. you believe it or happened or not. I have full and perfect belief that it did happen mm-hmm. and all that. But even if it didn't, you have to, even if you think it was made up, whoever made that up was a genius, mm-hmm. that God could become a man, mm-hmm. endure the pain and suffering that we've endured, and then overcome it. But even in his overcoming, he still has the pain connection with his people. I'm just very compelled by... There's a lot of things that compel me about Jesus and the crucifixion and things like that. We'll be here all day. But that particular aspect of it has been very significant to me on a lot of...
Yeah.
I've never really gotten over that whole concept. But I absolutely love this song. It was chunky, it was heavy, it was...
Oh, my word. Yeah.
Yes. You know, yep. James Hetfield has this sort of like the way that, I don't know how to explain it, but his style, his cadence, whatever you want to call it, it's kind of attitude-y,
yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
Kinda, he's got his own little attitude type of thing. And I think that this is... And he's cool, too, because he's a guy who... You know, recently went back to rehab. You know what I mean? Like, he's been very open about...
Where he's at.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like, when people get these awakenings, they try to present it as if it's, like, this straight upward trajectory.
Yeah.
And they're... But life isn't like that. You know? Right. And I think, like, we do a disservice to people. Like, sure, it's inspiring to say, hey, you can change. I was this, and then I had this experience, and now I'm over here, mm-hmm. and all this. And I'm like, man... On the one hand, it's encouraging, but on the other hand, it's discouraging, because the vast majority of us who've been through stuff or have an addiction or whatever, the vast majority of us are trying to change, but it's never really just a forward trajectory without any sort of regression.
Right.
It's usually
right.
Two steps forward, one steps back, three steps forward, two steps back, five steps forward, nine steps. Like, it's that, as and it's like I tell the boys, as long as you're falling forward, you're in good shape. But so I really appreciate, because Hetfield, he's talked about, like, and I'm not a big like follower of Metallica, where I know like all these guys' middle names. It's not like Korn, right? But he's been pretty open about, like, even since the Saint Anger record, getting counseling, things like that, rehab, detox, yada yada yada, alcoholism, yada yada yada. He's been very open about that, and he's had some, like, victories over it, and then, you know, he recently went back, and now he's out again, and to do that in the public eye is very, very difficult, mm-hmm. but he's, that story, that trajectory is more realistic to me, and more inspiring, and gives people more hope to mm-hmm. say, hey, you know, yeah, he recovered, but look, he ended up back, but now he's out again. He's
yep.
It happens, you
yep.
know, and don't be afraid to ask for help in those types of situations.
Yep.
So I like that, the fact that, you know, that's part of his life, you know, and then, mm-hmm. you know, bleeding your soul in a hard luck story, Show Your Scars, you know, like, I think that's him as an artist, you know, where mm-hmm. he's, you know, leaving it all out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And to not be ashamed of it, because ultimately, you know, scars talk about injury, but it also talks about
healing.
You know, healing yeah. and survival. And
they say that important. Like when like the spot where there's a scar is actually stronger than the other areas now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I liked the part when he says breaking your teeth in the hard life coming. And then when he says cutting your feet on the hard earth running, which we already talked about it, but I really liked it because it's he's talking about future, like it's coming.
Right.
Like those things are coming.
Correct.
And that's kind of a theme in the Bible too, where, you know, it talks about the storm and that the storm is going to come.
Right.
And you have to build your house on a good foundation because when the storms come and inevitably they will.
When. Yeah.
It's going to either wreck your house or the storms are just going to beat on your house, you know? So either way, the storm's going to come. But do you have your feet planted on something that's strong enough to withhold the storm? And you know, obviously for us, we're Christians, and so that's God, because we've both been through, you know, difficult things in our lives and stuff, and that's what brings us through. That's what, you know, not that you don't get scars, because we do. we both have scars.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, I always get. You know, because we've been blessed to be able to be around people when they find God. You know what I mean? And so...
When he finds them.
When he finds them, seduct. And I always, like, somebody posted one time, like, oh, do this, all your problems will go away, blah, 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 follow Jesus. Like, and I understood what he was saying, because to him... I know the guy personally, his problems did not go away. But because he had Christ, he felt empowered, and he had a community around him.
It like exacerbates the problem.
Right. He had a community about him, he had Christ around him, he was so high up on his faith that it seemed as if he didn't have any problems. Mm-hmm. He was just applying Christ's principles to the problems, and so he is now, for the first time in his life, empowered to do so. But he didn't have the theological nomenclature to be able to explain that in the Facebook post. So he just posted this thing on Facebook. And I didn't correct it. I was like, hey, man, yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, but to your point, generally, you know, coming to faith in Christ actually exacerbates your problems and makes your circumstances worse.
Mm-hmm.
People start saying stuff like, where do you think you are? And blah, blah, blah. And all your old friends who you had, you know, destructive habits with want you to continue, and when you say no, then all of a sudden you're, you know. So there's a lot of problems that happen when you become we're a terrible commercial for Christianity, but your problems will increase.
Exponentially.
Join the team. That should be the screen cap. but this right here, breaking your teeth on the hard life coming, show your scars. Cutting your feet on the hard earth running, show your scars. Bleeding your soul in a hard luck story, so show your scars. Spilling your blood in the hot sun's glory. Woo, it's a good one. That's that warrior ethos. I remember, like, having that mentality, like wanting to bleed in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's there's a certain level of you feel like you're like at the pinnacle of your manhood when you're bleeding, but you're still in the fight, and you're putting hurt on them, like they used to say, put the hurt on them, Vin. Which of course that's been an addiction that I've had to get out of, and by God's grace I have. The addiction toward violence. But now I take that in a metaphorical sense.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Huh? That's good.
Still have it, but don't.
But, I mean, and this is one of those things where it's very controversial, because, you know, we've got boys and we've got girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they get engaged differently.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. You know, we're playing football out there last summer, and Johan's generally going to be the smallest one. Mm-hmm. And he got laid out, and he was crying. And I didn't go out there and pick him up. I told him to suck it up and walk it off. Mm-hmm. He was hurt. I am of the belief that as a man, your job is to absorb pain on behalf of the people that you're responsible for. So, you know, and I said this would be very controversial, and it's not that I don't care about you. I do care about you. It's just I don't care if it's controversial or not. But, you know, like I really believe that, like, your job. I grew up watching my mother having to play both roles, and it wasn't right.
Yeah,
she had to absorb, you know, a lot of stuff on our behalf, because she was a single woman at various parts in our for I don't know, probably about 60 to 70% of our upbringing.
Oh.
And she had to bear the financial burden. She had to bear the, a lot of that, which, and my belief is that the man should bear that, you know, the term husband. I was listening to, I forgot it was, Michael Savage, actually, and the guy's,
really?
The guy's a horrible, horrible person. Yeah. Sometimes he's horrible. Yeah. But that was at the height of my right-wingism. And he said husband, and he's like, like house band. You're the band around the house. You're the protective band around the house. And as a man, that's your job. And that's important. And so, like, being in a situation like these physical sports where it's like, you're hurt and you play hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference between being hurt and injured. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, if he broke a bone or something, I'm going to tell him to walk it off.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, I grew up playing football. I know when somebody is just hurt mm-hmm. and when he's...
Well,
when
sometimes he's, with Johan, it's that he's losing and he got
true.
Hurt.
Yep.
Because if he's winning and he gets hurt, he just keeps right on going.
Yeah.
So it's just like the...
they were losing.
Yeah.
And you know what? He came back and made the defensive play of the game and won us the game. He had a strip fumble. Two plays later, he had a strip fumble. He ran the thing down to basically the 5-yard line. And, for me, when I was growing up, it was my older brother. My older brother was like the walk-it-off guy, the play-hurt guy, the, this is what it is type of thing. And I think the Show Your Scars line is a very good balance between that and the false machismo that happens where it's like, oh, I'm not hurt.
Exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
Well, no, you got hurt.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with even crying about it. The issue is, are you going to quit or are you going to continue? Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's the issue. It's not... Oh, that didn't even hurt me. Well, no, I mean, mm-hmm. you got speared and your head bounced off the ground. You're hurt.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with saying that you're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how are you going to respond to it? And I think as a man, like, it's your job to do. It's definitely not your kid's job to carry you.
Right.
And I don't believe it's your wife's job to carry you. Sorry. I believe as a man, like, your job is to lead, and you're the one that takes the arrows and you absorb it. You know, it's that picture of the dad with the arrows in his back and then the kid. Well, I'll put it up here for you because
that's funny. I've seen the mom version of that.
Yeah. And I that's also true of mothers too. It's a mother's role to absorb that for her kids too.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see the father sitting underneath she was holding the shield above her child.
Yeah.
And the arrows were in her back and into the shield.
Yeah, I've got
but
it.
That would be...
I've got it with the dad.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree. If it's between the mom and the kids, definitely the mom is the one that has to pay that price for sure. But ultimately it should be the man. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. I know it's 2020 and whatever and we're all evolved. It doesn't matter. That's never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to change. And I think that that's one of the things that gets kind of like missed in the whole toxic masculinity conversation. And I believe there's such a thing as toxic masculinity. Don't get me confused. But there's some people that would say what I just said to Johan was toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. Tell him to walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hard world out there. And soft people get eaten alive. And you got to be able to know when to be hard and when to be soft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and Johan's a very, you know, he's a good balance of that because mm-hmm. he's got all the heart in the world. You know, Zoe's tougher than him though, physically she's just tougher than him, but he's got all the heart in the world and he but he's also very quick to cry and mm-hmm. And that's good. Like nobody mocks him for crying mm-hmm. and all that because he's still the baby. And isn't it weird? Like he's more of the baby than Orion because Orion is too assertive.
Yeah.
To be like considered the baby, or mm-hmm. Johan is actually the baby. Orion is not really socialized.
It's the weirdest thing.
He's not socialized like the baby. He's almost socialized like a firstborn because there's such a gap between him and his mm-hmm. Brother and sister.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I'll find that picture. It's very, very inspiring. Anyway, what do you give the song?
Oh, I really enjoyed this one. These types of songs are right up my alley, so this one's a good 9.8 for me.
Yeah, I'm with the 9.8. Very good song. You know, I really thought, I was like, yeah, Metallica, I thought they were done. You know what I mean? But this
is a more.
Very, very good song. This is a playlist song for me, and I haven't had a Metallica playlist. I mean, Whom the Bell Tolls won, yada yada. Mm-hmm. But like their new stuff, I haven't had any of them. So there you are, dear listener. Show your scars, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Actually, I would like in the comment section if folks could share a couple of those stories.
Yeah, show your scar moments. Yeah.
Show your scar. I think they're important, you know?
That's a good idea.
I think they're important because...
Yeah.
And you know, put 22 at the end if we're okay to read one or two of them on the next video. I just think it's important so that people can realize they're not alone and people... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's a little bit farther ahead in the journey. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of folks who have addiction issues, things like that, that we talk to behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If you'd like to share that, because people are, you know, and especially like if you overcame something and then you reverted and then you got back and you did it again, those stories are awesome because that to me is one of the big gaps in the whole self-help thing. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Check it out. I'll be living in the comments for the next 2 or 3 days, excitedly looking to what you guys have to contribute, huh? Vin out.
Sorry out.
Gone.